How good are you at gaming? Good enough to get a scholarship in gaming? E-games are a growing industry and culture in Australia, but in the US, elite gamers can apply for scholarships. Ashland University in Ohio has recently become the first college to offer scholarships for players of a game called Fortnite. Andrew Purchase is an expert on esports from the University Esports League. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thanks very much for having me.
So first of all, for those who aren't part of the gaming community, can you explain what kind of game Fortnite is?
Fortnite is a kind of quite fun, casual kind of shoot them up where a large group of people can come together and compete to be, I guess, the last man standing to take out top honours.
How popular has it become?
Fortnite has been one of those games which have come onto the scene relatively recently, but absolutely exploded and picked up a very large user base through specifically the PlayStation network.
How often do we see these kinds of games become so popular that they infiltrate mainstream culture?
I guess with anything which is growing and progressing, such as the esports industry, there's a lot of different game makers out there, from independent guys through to the very large like production houses. So it is something which does come up relatively often, where a new game is released and is just absolutely loved and adopted very quickly by a huge amount of gamers looking for the next big thing.
Now, colleges, which, you know, basically like universities in the US, actually offer scholarships for gamers. How unusual is that?
It's something which has been quite interesting to take a look at. Obviously, we've seen this latest scholarship for Fortnite and coming out of Ohio, but University of California, Irvine has set up a state-of-the-art kind of computer gaming lab where they've also started offering part scholarships to esports athletes to come and join the University of California network. And we have started to see, even here in Australia, there's a few universities who have started to set up these kind of gaming-friendly or gaming-specific zones for students around the country.
How good would you have to be to get a gaming scholarship? I mean, how competitive is it? I don't know, I suppose I see it as a bit of a casual sport, but this is high-level stuff, isn't it?
It's actually probably one of the more competitive scholarships to get. It's like how I might be able to play a game of rugby in the park on the weekend. There's no way I'd ever really get selected to play on the University of Sydney rugby team or anything like that. But one of the things which people don't always realise is how much skill it takes to actually master these computer games. So it takes just a very similar amount of effort to become a very top-tier esports athlete compared to playing cricket or rugby or track sports or anything like that.
You mentioned that Australia's already looking at this, making these zones, but do you think Australia will move in this direction? I mean, actually offering gaming scholarships?
Gaming scholarships, we'll have to wait and see, but I definitely don't think it's too far-fetched to see esports scholarships happening alongside your traditional kind of sporting scholarships.
Are you lobbying for this to be the case? Because you are from University Esports League. Is this something you'd like to see?
Yeah, it's definitely something we'd like to see. We think there's a huge amount of support here in Australia for the space. We've even got some of the more prominent game manufacturers like Riot, who make League of Legends. You've got Blizzard, who makes some of the larger games, Overwatch and Hearthstone, already establishing presence here in Australia. So it is something which we would love to be a part of, and why we have been running things like the University Esports League. Not necessary to lobby, but just more to kind of do our part in a growing industry.
It's pretty interesting stuff. Andrew, thanks for coming on the show.
No worries.
Andrew Purchase is an expert on esports from University Esports League. What do you think? Do you do esports? Are you an esporter? No, there's not esporter. Someone who just plays esports. I don't know what I'm talking about. 0418 226 576.